Hey, y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast where your host Diamond is Silk and Silk Old Silk.
Diamond Old Diamond.
Okay, so before we get started, I want you all to stop right now and I want you to subscribe to this podcast. So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can ditch and switch? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit. Chatdit.com.
Okay, now Silk, a lot of things have been happening.
Yes.
And I really been wanting to talk about some things.
Okay.
Not to scare the public. And it's almost like even though we're on these other platforms,
right?
Some of this stuff do play on the liberal side of the aisle, and you still have to be cautious about what you say. So you all know that we do have another variant out there. Please make sure you protect yourself at all costs, okay?
Right.
Please do that, all right? Okay, so you all, I'm listening to the news, and you know, Silk, I'm hearing them say how a lot of people did not get, like, pretty much vaccinated.
Okay.
And they want more people to be vaccinated. I can only go on what I notice. So, you know, everybody know we stay in, like, a pretty small town.
Okay.
And here is what I notice, okay? This is what I notice.
Uh-huh.
I notice these little white trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Little white, they're like almost like a minivan type trucks. Rolling around here, right? And I notice that the trucks are at a doctor's office that service predominantly black people. And I also notice that people are going door to door in communities that are low-income communities.
Okay.
Like the project. These are the things that I'm seeing.
That you're noticing.
That I'm noticing here in North Carolina, but what I'm really noticing here in this town, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't see it in the suburbs.
I don't see it in the suburbs. I don't see it in white communities. I'm seeing it in...
Black rural
communities.
Gotcha.
All right. Then all of a sudden, I'm hearing about people are now coming down. Well, people been coming down with COVID, but people are coming down with this new variant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm hearing a lot about that.
Right.
Now, I ain't seen none of that or didn't hear none of that until I thought I seen these trucks and all of this other stuff.
Until the trucks started. Okay.
Now, I don't know what's going on.
We don't know.
But the only thing I can tell you is something ain't right. Mm-hmm. And what I will offer to you all is pay attention to what's going on in the community that you live in.
Yes.
Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of these rural areas, we don't stay in the rural areas. But I see things because we know people.
Mm-hmm.
We know people that see things.
Mm-hmm.
They enlighten us to some things.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to tell you, pay attention. Do stuff like look right? Are you seeing different types of vehicles that you don't normally see in that particular community?
Right.
Find out what's going on. And here's what I want to advise you to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a vaccine, please consult with your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Please consult with your doctor. Diamond and Silk are not doctors.
Mm-mm.
None of these other people are not doctors.
A lot of these people that is pushing for you to get a vaccine are not doctors.
Go consult with your doctor. You know what I mean? When you about to make a decision.
That's right.
For yourself, for your body.
Yes.
Again, Diamond and Silk are not anti-vaxxers at all. But I have a problem with our government pushing something down our throat. And our government, Joe Biden or Jim Crow Joe is not a doctor.
That's right.
Psaki. She's not a doctor.
I have a problem with a white man telling me to put something in my body and don't ask any questions about it. That's what I have a problem with. And I have to break it down clear as day like that and not sugarcoat it, because I'm at the end of the day, I'm still a black woman.
That's right.
And you're telling me to do something to my body, but shut up. Don't ask no questions.
Right.
In return.
Right. And so when I see the little trucks and they have it on the news where now people are going door to door to see if you've been vaccinated or whatever, right. Try to get you vaccinated.
Right.
And this is only happening right now in these black communities or minority communities.
That's right.
But I don't see this stuff going on in the white community.
Not in the white community.
I don't see this stuff going on in the suburbs.
Mm-mm.
It just takes me back. And I'm very like,
disturbed.
Something ain't right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
And when I see a lot of these people talking about the different cases that's going up in a lot of these areas, nobody is talking about the surge that's happening across that border from these influx of people.
That's illegal aliens.
Uh-huh.
Because Biden got that
COVID.
That border is wide open.
Yeah.
People are coming in. They have COVID. And they flying these people
across the
United States
and
to different communities.
That's right.
And then they want to blame everything on the unvaccinated. Like, really, you all, I need for you all to pay attention and do what's best for your body.
Yes.
I don't care if you take a vaccine or whatever you do, but you go and you go to the professional. When I want a burger, I go to Burger King. When I go want a steak, I go to the steakhouse. I don't get medical advice from a president of the United States that ain't even got no degree, no medical degree.
He don't even have his mind, girl.
Listen, but let's get on into the conversation. So according to Breitbart.com, Biden's DOJ will not be investigating Whitmer, that's the governor of Michigan, nursing home deaths. So I guess she just walks. But now this is the man that claimed to be concerned about the American people and want to make sure that the American people are fully vaccinated because it saved lives. Yet this lady can take lives.
Hmm.
She can take lives
and
nothing is done about it.
No accountability. Uh-huh.
She can do what Governor Cuomo did. Or maybe I'll allege it when it comes to Whitmore, whatever she did. Sending COVID-19 patients in with our elderly.
It's one thing to charge her,
but
to not even do an investigation.
To find out, what about all of those people and their loved ones? Do their lives even matter? Do their lives even count?
Did she meet a quota?
Mm.
This is disturbing, really disturbing.
This is really disturbing.
And then when you hear the passion behind Diamond and Silk voice, it's because we know something is not right.
Something is wrong here.
If the shoe was on the other foot and this was a Republican governor.
Oh, this person would be taken down. I'm going to tell y'all a little story. So somebody had COVID and they was telling us how whenever they was in the emergency room, how they moved that person from room to room.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I thought of, I wonder, was they trying to spread it?
But
because if you got a patient that has COVID, you should leave them in one room.
Right.
You shouldn't be moving them
one
from room to
area.
Room.
Right.
Just like when you got people that have COVID, you don't take those COVID-19 patients and put them in with our elderly in rest homes and facilities like that, because it's going to harm them. Those are the most vulnerable. Those are the most vulnerable that's around us is our elderly.
That's right.
Don't know.
Well, shameful.
Mm.
The House Dems blocked a bill to see declassified intel and on the origins of COVID-19 virus.
Mm.
Refused to give American transparencies. So Democrats refused to provide Americans with the U.S. intel surrounding the origins of the COVID-19 virus, despite suffering through a global pandemic and crushing the economy.
Wow.
The economy. The House representatives voted 216-207 to block consideration of a bill that would require the Director of National Intelligence to declassify information related to the origins of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. Diamond, I'm about fed up for the simple fact People have been suffering over a year and a half with this virus that came from, they say, China. Mm-hmm. But you don't even want to have some type of transparency.
But see, but could it be, Silk, the reason why they don't want transparency? Mm-hmm. You got to watch our government. Yes. Remember, one corrupt bird with two dirty wings. Who knows what? Who got a kickback and a paddywhack to look the other way? Who's involved in all of this? See, the whole Congress should be like, hell yeah, we want to see what this
What's
is
going
about.
On?
We want to see the origins. We want to see everything.
This done infected the whole
United
world.
States of America.
Yeah.
But we need to see who done got rich off all
That's
of this.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So the Americans want to receive information about any role the Wuhan Institute of Virology may have played in a pandemic outbreak. Guess what? We may not even ever see that.
And that's because these old heads up there is trying to keep it from the public, trying to keep it from the American people. And in my humble opinion, and I can still have an opinion here in the United States,
it
almost looked like they're trying to politicize everything once again. We have an election coming up in 2022.
Yeah.
We have one that's coming up in 2024.
Yeah.
I also think that they're trying to distract us from a lot of things.
That's right.
Keep your eyes and your ears open. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
Is the coronavirus real? It is.
Yes, it is.
Is this Delta, whatever this here, a second virus? This stuff right here, whatever is going on, you all, protect yourself from it.
Yeah.
But at all costs is all I can tell
you
to do.
That's all
that's all
can
we
do.
Can tell you to do. Yeah. And it's sad that we have a government that sits around and allow us to be hurt and not want to investigate the damn origins of it. Look at these mofos. Mofos up there.
Yeah.
That's the sick shit that you got to sit and figure it out for yourself. Because you got them up there. No, we're not going to investigate nothing. We're not going to look into. You should be opening the door for everything. You should want to find out what the hell happened, who the hell did it, and how the hell we going to stop it.
That's right.
But no, they don't want to do no mess like
and
that.
And then look at how I'm showing that, you know, some of these variants is just spread in certain areas.
Right.
How is it able to spread in certain areas?
Well, I don't even want to question that. You know why?
Why?
Because we'll get called conspiracy theories. But what I want people to do, you pay attention.
You pay attention.
Yeah. What was happening last year when more people was dying, and now what's happening this year?
That's right.
That's all I can say.
You pay attention.
Mm-hmm. And now, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past,
an American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever
to lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com.
And receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Have y'all heard of Cat Remedies?
Have you?
Well, they provide CBD for your pets.
Better known as fur babies.
And guess what?
What?
All of their products are manufactured right here in the USA.
That's right.
Some of the products that they offer is CBD dog treats, CBD dog salve, and even CBD dog shampoo.
That's right. And another thing, you can save more when you purchase the pet bundle.
So make sure you go check them out. CatRemedies.com. That's CatRemedies.com.
And get 20% off of any orders over $50 when you use code DS21.
So head over there to CatsRemedies.com. That's CatsRemedies.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com.
Well, apparently,
yes,
General Milley
mm-hmm.
wants to understand mm. white rage.
Mm.
You all take a look at this.
And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it.
Well, you know what, Silk, in my humble opinion,
uh-huh.
there's no such thing as white rage. Mm. It's just rage.
Yeah.
Black people can have rage. White people can have rage. So what's his point? What was he trying to say?
Well, this is how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But my deal is he in touch with his own rage?
Mm.
Because he is 63 years old. You know that?
Right.
63-year-old man. And now you want to talk about understanding white rage. What is white rage?
Mm. Well, I don't know what it is. He the one talking about
it. Is this something that the left is making up once again?
But you know what? Instead of him being concerned,
uh-huh.
he's the general right there in the military,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
You being concerned about white rage, and somebody has almost literally attacked the United States and got us in the midst of a pandemic.
That's right.
Why isn't he worried about that? Why isn't you worried about that border being wide open where a terrorist can come in?
Uh-huh.
Well, who's protecting the United States of America?
But no, he's
That's
concerned.
What he should be worried about. You're not supposed to take your position and politicize it.
That's
the
right.
The military is not supposed to be about politics.
That's right.
This race game that y'all playing,
uh-huh.
that's not supposed to happen.
It's not supposed
because
to happen.
Because when you're on the battlefield,
yep.
you're on the battlefield with white and black people.
That's right.
And they not saying to each other, oh, well, you white. Well, oh, you black.
Where you
they figuring out, listen, how we going to get the enemy.
That's right. And right now, for mm-hmm. some reason, the enemy seems to be within.
Come on.
Because why isn't he even concerned about this China virus
Mm-mm.
and how it's done this our economy? Mm-hmm.
That's right. You talking about white rage
wage.
And what you all are trying to do. What I see this man doing, in my humble opinion, he's trying to weaken the military.
Uh-huh.
Because if you make the military weak, when we have to stand up and be strong, we won't be able to. I also heard something that they're making it. I think it's going to be mandatory that the women sign up to go into the military.
To be drafted.
To be drafted. Now, I heard that. I don't know how true that is, but I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go fight wars.
No.
Send the men off to do that.
That's right.
See, there's a difference between being a woman and a man.
That's right.
That's why I know my place and I stay in it.
That's
I
right.
I don't want to kill the bugs. I don't want to cut the grass, nor do I want to take out the trash.
No.
I like the men to do that kind of stuff.
That's
if
right.
If I can
call
help
on the men
to do that. So I'm not trying to be equal to a man.
No.
You know, you have some people, they want to be equal to a man. I'm not trying to
you
be
you can never be
equal
to a man.
To a man. I said let the men fight the wars.
Yeah.
And if women want to go into the military,
right.
but I don't think anything should be mandatory.
Let me clarify that. Mm-hmm. Me as a woman can never be equal to a man. A man can never be equal to me as a woman.
That's right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's women.
Mm-hmm.
There's men.
Because, go ahead, Sil.
I don't care how much the left try to keep us in denial
right.
about it.
Right.
But there is a difference.
There is a difference. And see, the difference is, you know, women, we have more estrogen.
Uh-huh.
Men, they have more testosterone.
Right.
Okay? So, look, I ain't, this whatever y'all trying to the school up and all women want to be about, like this here. No, I like being a woman.
That's right.
Okay, I don't want this, like, that manly stuff. I ain't into
we're
none of that.
We're not into that.
I ain't into none
so
of that
kind
of
stuff. So don't be pushing
that
mess off
right.
on us.
And I don't
like
think
we into
nothing
that.
Should be mandatory when it comes to women. It's my own opinion about they have to be made to join the military.
That's right.
I really don't.
That's
I really
right.
don't. So General Milley, I'm telling you, listen, what he's doing, I don't know if he realizes it or not. He is weakening the military. By some of the rhetoric that's coming out of his mouth. Not only that, I heard that his term is up for him to go back in and be elected or whatever for that position. I hope I'm saying it right.
Uh-huh.
So that means Biden will put him back in. So maybe he's going along with the Biden regime so that he can get his job back. But what you're doing is very dangerous.
It's very
because
dangerous.
Because you are weakening our military, and really you're trying to put them against each other is mm-hmm. what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a sad day in America when you have a general doing that. I really think he should be fired or he should step down.
That's
go
right.
find somebody else to take and spew that rhetoric to.
That's
but don't
right.
don't destroy our military.
Don't destroy our military.
No. So let me move the conversation along.
Okay.
So did you hear about this lady? I think she's from Virginia,
uh-huh,
you all.
Uh-huh.
And some of the nasty things she had to say.
Yeah.
You all, and we didn't address it, but we got to.
We got to.
Take a look at this, y'all.
So let's meet and remain steadfast in speaking truth, tearing down double standards, and refuting double talk. Let's not allow any double downing on lies. Let's prepare our children for a world they deserve. Let's deny this off-key band of people that are anti-education, anti-teacher, anti-equity, anti-history, anti-racial reckoning, anti-opportunities, anti-health people, anti-diversity, anti-platform, anti-science, anti-change agent, anti-social justice, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-LGBTQ+, anti-children, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-environment, anti-emissions policy change, anti-inclusion, anti-live and let live people. Let them die. Don't let these uncomfortable people.
Now, Silk, when she said let them die.
Uh-huh.
I said, look at this lady. I said, now, here is my thoughts on this, you all.
Okay, come on.
She's a black woman.
A black woman.
Uh-huh. She remind me of one of them, what they did back in the day.
Woo.
When the black man sold the other black people into
slavery.
Yeah. So with her rhetoric and the foolishness that's coming out her mouth that's ignorance,
uh-huh.
I expect for her to be ignorant.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But when I look and see all of these white
people.
I'm going to assume you all had to be left-leaning liberals.
Yeah.
Because there was only one white woman that turned her back to that
do
foolishness.
It. Yeah.
And she looked like a true conservative.
That's right.
I'm like, what the hell are y'all sitting up here listening to this black lady spew this type of rhetoric,
yeah.
and then said at the end, let them die, and y'all agreed with him. I'm
yeah.
questioning your intelligence,
yeah.
Your mindset,
yeah.
and what kind of planet are you on?
Because
there is no way. I would have had to stop her.
Yeah.
What do you mean by let them all die? Are you wishing death on people?
Come on.
You all, they said nothing. All they did was clap their hands.
So let me tell you why.
Why?
See, that black lady was used as the puppet.
Mm.
She was used as the voice
mm.
for those white people that were standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who lost their job?
She did.
She did. Uh-huh. The black woman lost her job.
She should have.
When I look at a lot of our black influencers, liberal influencers,
uh-huh.
okay, that go along with all of this mess, even though you know it's wrong,
right.
okay? And you're doing a lot of things either for money or for the
recognition.
Left or because somebody on the left said, you know, I want you to do this here.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you have done is sold your soul, basically, to the highest bid.
Right, uh-huh. uh-huh. And then you thought you can get out there.
Yeah.
Because you black.
In front of those same
white people. And say whatever you want to.
That done put you on a pedestal.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
Come on.
And say whatever you want to.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And now you done got caught saying the wrong thing, and you get fired. Now, all of them white people that was out there clapping their hands,
uh-huh.
they still have their jobs.
They still have their jobs.
But I just want people to make sure that you pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Just because somebody is standing out there spewing rhetoric, what are they saying?
Listen to what they're saying. Right.
Because I really don't think they were listening. Uh-huh. They kept hearing her say anti this, anti that. But I don't even know if they heard when she said, let them die.
Right.
Because that was the most offensive thing. You don't take and wish death on nobody. Let me tell you something. If you're saying something and somebody don't go along with it, you don't wish death on them. Mm. That you don't do.
Right.
There's an old saying, come let us reason together. Sometimes we're going to agree to disagree whenever we do have a disagreement.
That's right.
But you don't say no stuff like that. And that lady should have been fired. I'm glad she's fired.
Yep.
She should never work in the school system. She should never be able to be a public speaker and talk before people ever again. And to my white brothers and sisters, even you all that's left-leaning liberals, stop it when it comes to just going along because you got a black person out there spewing rhetoric. What are they saying? Listen to what they're saying. Some of these people are anti-American.
Yeah.
You want to stand up and fight for that? That doesn't sound right. And you have black people that's upset with this lady for saying what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
We are Americans.
That's right.
So we don't need to get on something dividing each other. Mm-hmm. That we don't need to do. And for God's sakes, we don't need to be wishing death on each other. No. Especially what I see going on right now. Look like somebody already trying to take us all out, whether you white or black.
Yeah. Diamond, I just got one more thing I want to address.
Come on.
There's this video going around with these people going inside of the stores with bags, stealing the goods, and just walking out of the stores. If y'all don't believe us, take a look at this.
You know, I really think it's a sick day in America when you see that. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Because according to Jim Crow Joe Biden, our biggest problem is white supremacists. But what I'm seeing today, and it's sad to say, is of a lot of my black brothers and sisters going astray. I mean, how are you going to go in to somebody's store and just take their products and just walk right out? Once again, it talks about accountability.
Right.
If you don't give anybody accountability for what they're doing that's wrong, they would think it's okay to continue to do
it. Well, when you have them talking about we going to defund the police, we just going to give you a slap on the wrist, we can't come and do nothing if it's not over $900 worth of merchandise.
Right.
Let me tell you something. These criminals are going to run wild.
That's
if you're walking up in the store stealing, you are a criminal.
A criminal.
And the sad thing is, they're not showing white people doing this.
No.
They're showing black people doing this. And what y'all doing is causing other races to hate the black race.
That's right.
Because they think y'all are savages.
That's right.
And that's not true.
That's right.
And what I want to tell my white brothers and sisters, please don't group us into one
bunch. Please don't.
Don't group us into one bunch because I don't group y'all into one bunch.
That's right.
Please don't do that.
That's right.
But what I see is appalling, and the black community, they got to get a hold of themselves.
They're gonna have to.
Some people got to call some people out when they see this. That is wrong. Walking up in people's stores stealing?
Yeah.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you all for joining us today. What a great show.
Great show.
So, listen, don't forget to make sure you subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
Don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, chatdit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star would do.
So we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past,
an American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever
to lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com
and receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Have y'all heard of Cat Remedies?
Have you?
Well, they provide CBD for your pets.
Better known as fur babies.
And guess what?
What?
All of their products are manufactured right here in the USA.
That's right.
Some of the products that they offer is CBD dog treats, CBD dog salve, and even CBD dog shampoo.
That's right.
And another thing, you can save more when you purchase the pet bundle.
So make sure you go check them out, catsremedies.com. That's catsremedies.com.
And get 20% off of any orders over $50
when you use code DS21.
So head over there to catsremedies.com. That's catsremedies.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell. So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com. Purchase anything on the site and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21,
you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com or call toll free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com.